Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, last week I shared a little bit about Crossroads Counseling, which is our private practice here, and just talked about our journey into growing our practice into hopefully a place where people can come who are dealing with struggles in their life, who are maybe wanting to grow spiritually, connect with God, but also people who are dealing with issues, relationship issues within their family, maybe even within their marriage. And those who are struggling with issues such as depression, anxiety, trauma, or other situations. So we had talked about how the mission of Crossroads since the very beginning has been to bring the hope and healing through the power, love, truth, and grace of Jesus Christ. And more recently, we have been moving to have a more integrative approach to Crossroads. And so we are in the process of trying to partner with just different people from similar but different backgrounds and professions to really offer a more integrative approach, because we really want to treat not only the mind or the heart, but also look at the body and the soul and those types of things too. So last week we had a great visit with Lauren Jack, and we loved it so much we invited her to come back and be with us last week. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you both for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank
we
you.
Love having you here. So can't get enough of you. last week we talked about EMDR, and that's eye movement desensitization reprocessing.
That's right.
That's just a, what would you call it, a method or?
So like a psychotherapeutic approach to reducing symptoms in trauma and PTSD, a clinically proven, I should say,
right.
approach to.
Right. For those dealing with trauma or who have a diagnosis of PTSD.
That's right.
And I know that, I think you mentioned this last week too, that it's actually been approved by the United States government for veterans who are returning home from combat or who have some type of post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's right. Kind of as a go-to technique because of how quick it can potentially be, and the longitudinal studies, which means just the long-term studies that show that its effectiveness. So
right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. So yeah. So that's EMDR.
That's
this
EMDR.
Week we have a totally different subject that I'm really excited about. We're going to be talking about parenting.
Parenting,
and,
yay.
Yeah. who doesn't need help there, right?
Oh, boy.
Have kids, you really want to be tuned in right now because Lauren is are you considered like a trained a facilitator, or what's your status?
I am. I'm a facilitator for the Love and Logic. Yeah.
The Love and Logic approach, right?
Love
so you're
logic
like
approach.
A trained official facilitator right now in studio with us for the Love and Logic approach. Do you know what Love and Logic is, Carrie?
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit here and there. Yeah, I know a little bit about it. So what is Love and Logic, and how did you come across it? What brought you to start wanting to teach this program?
So I can remember being at a support group at a church for young mothers.
Right.
And they kept bringing up this love and logic approach. And the thing that stood out to me was that they said that the love and logic was about fostering and developing a relationship with your children throughout a lifetime. And not just until they're 18. And boy, I did that and kind of wipe your hands clean. And I really love that approach. And the ladies would come back every week and they would say, oh, I tried this thing. And boy, my son or daughter really took to this. And, you know, these parents felt proud of what they were doing.
Right.
They felt good about the parenting that they were giving their kids, and the kids felt good. And it was this cohesive relationship I was noticing. So I started taking classes and, you know, practicing it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Travis.
So you started to, you heard people's experience with it.
I did.
Right?
I
and
did.
They were having some success, or a lot of success.
A lot of success.
You started to read up on it. Was this because you know, as a therapist, you were wanting something to help with your clients, or just kind of your own personal
strictly personal. Just wanted to make sure I got it right, right? So I was kind of dabbling in all kinds of different ways of parenting, and I wanted to make sure I got it right. And, you know, the idea behind love and logic is that parents should provide an atmosphere of genuine love, acceptance, and empathy, all while allowing the natural consequences of a child's behavior do the teaching. So
can you repeat that one more time? Because that was really good.
I will. So the idea is for the parent to create this love, acceptance, and empathy, that kind of environment, while allowing the natural consequences of a child's behavior and actions do the teaching.
Right. So that sounds like the love and logic, right?
It's the love, and that's the logic.
The empathy, I forget the other word you said, but maybe like
the acceptance, the empathy, yep.
Right, and then on the other side is like the letting them experience the natural consequences of their behavior or their choices.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So that's where we get those two sides.
Right, and the idea is that by the time the child reaches adulthood, your child is confident. It's confident in he or she is confident in his or her.
Some kids are an it. It's
well,
okay. Yeah.
All right, that's true. In their decision-making skills, and they're ready for adulthood. And another neat thing is that love and logic also teaches the different parenting styles and how our own parenting styles can actually rob a child of the ability to make good decisions for him or herself.
So wow. You mentioned parenting styles.
Yeah.
What are the different parenting styles that they talk about within love and logic?
So the ones that are standing out to me is, I remember the helicopter, right? The helicopter parent. You probably have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is the kind of parent that thinks that loving your child means solving every problem for them and kind of revolving your life around them. And you're constantly making sure that you're meeting all their needs and you're protecting them, so to speak, right? And we want to make sure our child never experiences any kind of disappointment. But what we're finding is that these children of helicopter parents kind of grow up to be wanderers. So they're unable to kind of think for themselves. They, you know, they're insecure about their decision-making habits. And, you know, I did some of this sort
helicopter.
Of, well, if I do everything for them, maybe they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Unknowing.
I think I tend to be more of a helicopter. You're not. Travis is not.
What would be the opposite of help?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm probably the drill sergeant.
That's right. So that's the other one is that drill sergeant parent. And this one is that a child needs to be told what to do and your child will listen or else I can't see you being like that, Travis.
Sometimes. Once in a while.
So the parent basically always thinks for the child and is doing the teaching. And what they're saying is, you really can't handle this.
The drill sergeant?
Okay. So I'll handle it for you.
I'm probably not a drill sergeant.
No, maybe not.
But my problem is I get frustrated and I get angry, and then I engage in, like, negativity with them, right? And hopefully we can talk about that, too, because I'm guessing I'm not the only parent who loses their cool.
You're the only one, honey.
This is an intervention.
This will be specifically just for me, then. Everyone else can stop listening right now.
So one of the owners actually said that the founders of this, I believe it was Jim Fay, said that his father was a drill sergeant kind of parent and sort of, you will do this and this is what I'm telling you to do. Mm-hmm. And he always told this story about how he would go out into the neighborhood and ride his bike And he would meet his friends along the way, and he would talk about how much he hated his dad.
Aww. Wow.
And how, you know, so he did what his dad told him to do, but there's that connection broken, right? And so that's kind of
sad.
What we,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very
yeah,
sad. It made me sad. I knew I didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
There's a saying that I think fits well here with what we're talking about with the drill sergeant, and it's that rules without, I don't know who said this, I don't know if it was Josh McDowell or some other Christian thinker. It's not my quote, but it's rules without relationship equals rebellion.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that really fits that idea, right? That if it's all about rules and you're going to do it or else, or you have to do it because I said so, most often if you don't have that connection and that relationship with the child, kids are going to have that experience that you talk about. They're not going to feel loved. They're going to have a lot of animosity towards you as the parent. And a lot of times I think there's going to be some rebellion that happens there.
And that animosity lasts well into adulthood, right?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
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 And so, yeah. And then there's that consultant parent.
Okay.
And that, or what we consider the love and logic parent. Now, this type of parent involves the child in the decision-making process. They ask questions. They give choices. They don't tell the child what to do, but they rather teach them to make good decisions.
Okay.
They establish, you know, options within limits, of course. Now, children with consultant or love and logic parents become confident in making decisions and weighing out these consequences because, boy, when they get into their teenage years, we want to make sure that they're making good decisions and that they're
well,
confident.
Well, by then they'd have a lot of practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Connected Life Radio with Travis and Carrie Fry, and we've got Lauren Jack here with us today. We're on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about the Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, you can visit counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. And so we're here with Lauren Jack, and we've been talking about love and logic.
Yeah.
So we've got the three different parenting styles, the helicopter, the drill sergeant, and the consultant, right?
Okay.
And the consultant, you're saying, is where we want to be as parents. It sounds like a nice balance between this whole love and logic piece is what you're talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And can parents kind of bounce back and forth from different things? Like it sometimes be a helicopter and sometimes, or do you just kind of center in one area most of the time? Like how do you decide that?
So I can only speak for myself,
right,
and
right.
You know, some clients that I've seen, but we're all kind of all over the place, right?
Right? Okay.
But what's interesting is when I miss and I'm not connecting with my kids, I can feel it from them. Mm. I can feel it from me with guilt. And, you know, so I just call it just that. I miss and I get back to where it is I need to be in order to create that connection again.
Right.
But we're all over the place. Yeah. Last night, I think I was all three of those.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel. It's like sometimes I'm helicopter and I'm like, oh, wait, I was doing way too much.
Yeah.
You can get your own drink of water. I remember, you know.
Never mind. I'll get it for
you. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, so I feel like I'm all over the place on that. But I think I do tend to, well, I try to be more of a consultant the more I've learned about love and logic. But my more tendency is probably helicopter because I want to make sure they're okay.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes from a place of care and concern, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All these things are well-intended. We're doing what we were modeled. We're doing
right.
All these things thinking this is in the best interest of the child. And,
yeah.
You know, until maybe we learn new information that lands good on the heart.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm curious. Let's maybe get into like a specific situation. Let's say I'll talk about something at my house. I've been trying to get my kids to put away their shoes for a long time. I'm past the point of frustration, right? And now it's just gets to the point where I'm angry. I yell. I you know lose my cool, and you know it usually ends in some kind of negative interaction between the two of us. So Carrie can testify to that.
I can.
So, how would love and logic in that kind of situation, or even when kids are maybe like arguing back, or they're just kind of being resistant? How would love and logic, so if taking this approach, how would I shift it and be more like the consultant parent?
Yeah.
What would I do?
First of all, I think we can all identify with that, especially that scenario. That goes into our rule number two with love and logic, and that is when a child causes a problem, the adult hands it back to them in a loving way. So with your particular situation, what you were talking about, I would use enforceable statements. So clean your room now is a non-enforceable statement, right? We can't force them to clean our room. Then
I want to, though. That's what
I know. Believe me. So now they're angry, and you're angry, and you don't feel heard. Way that we kind of switch it up in love and logic is I'll be happy to take you to basketball practice once your room is clean.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you feel the difference in that?
I do.
Yeah. But we don't always have those clever words. That's why we have to arm ourselves with information when we're going through this. So now that's something that we can do. And now remember too, Travis, that their job is to say, yeah, but I'm not going to do that, and I don't have to clean my room, right?
Right.
Yeah, so they're not going to thank us for being wise and loving and all that fun stuff. So,
wise and loving, those are good words. And you said it has to be an enforceable consequence.
Yeah, I'll be happy to take you to basketball practice when your room is clean. I actually just used this one last night on my daughters who, they had taped a show and they were really excited to watch it, and there was a pile of laundry behind them, and I said, hey guys, feel free to turn on that TV just as soon as the laundry's done.
Right.
Now they've been with me long enough to know that TV's not going to go on until they're done, so they just hurry and get it done. But and then my little one kind of put up a fight. Hey, what did I say?
What'd you do when she put up the fight?
Jim Fay talks about going brain dead. And sort of, we don't have to, because our children hand us a fight, we don't have to engage back in that, right? So we go brain dead and we come up with one-liners that perhaps you and Carrie can go over. And, what did I say? The one I love is, I love you way too much to argue with you.
Oh, that's great.
And we drop it, right?
Uh-huh.
I love you too much to argue with you. And how does a child, they will, but how do they stay angry with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the idea is to put it back on them. So, okay, boy, it's my room that needs to be clean. Dad's not owning any of this stuff for me, and it's really going to be up to me, right?
So Travis could say, you can watch TV after you've put your shoes away, or would that be the way that you would do it?
In a loving empathy, right? So that's the major foundation. So I'll be happy
having
the
attitude.
Yeah.
Not you can watch TV after these shoes are put away.
That's right.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, a little bit.
Gee, Travis.
So you're mentioning some of the rules. You said rule number two was enforceable, keyword, enforceable consequences. Maybe going through some of those rules would be helpful for everyone.
So there's really two major ones. And the first one is the adult sets firm limits in a loving way without anger, lectures, or threats. So an example would be, we'll be eating dinner at 6 p.m. The car will be leaving at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And so there's no arguing with that. That's just sort of we're it's always going to be what we're wanting, but it's going to be said without anger and threats and things like that. So, and then the second rule is that when the child causes the problem, the adult hands it back in a loving way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in some of those examples was, I love you too much to argue.
Those are some great one-liners. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's
a great one. With the love and logic, there's lots of different things that we can learn from and that they teach us. And that's why we teach some classes over at Crossroads Counseling Center. And a lot of my parents who come in and they're frustrated with their teen and they're upset and they're like, hey, I need you to kind of fix him and figure it out. It just doesn't work that way, because if I work with a child and we sort of get that empathy and love built back up again, and they go back into an environment where his well-intended parents are kind of doing the same things, we're going to get the same results over and over again.
We've got to change the environment.
We've got to change the environment.
Got to work with the parents too.
And rebuild that connection in
family.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So do you have some personal stories where you've used love and logic with your kids?
So, last night, right, with the laundry.
Okay, yeah.
But very early on, when I was starting all of this, my little one that you guys have met, Jordan.
Yeah, she's adorable.
I came home one day and I was armed with all of this information, and I was going to practice it, but I hadn't yet. And so I had, you know, figured out what I was going to do and knew that I had to give choices, and there's all kinds of neat things to do.
Right.
But she started to throw her body on the ground. She was about 7, and she was angry, and she was having a fit. And in our home, we all have different moods, right? But we're just not going to do it in front of everyone to disturb the peace of the home. Right. So I started. Now, remember, my I'm nervous and my blood's boiling. Right. And I'm like, so.
Because you just started learning
it. Because I just started learning it. So it's a lot of faking it until you get there,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Until I see the result, at least. So I said, sweetie, you have the right to be upset, but do you want to go into your playroom or do you want to go into your room? And she said, I'll go to my room. And she doesn't like when I tell this story because I ham it up a bit.
And now it's on the radio.
Yeah, so, yeah. Now it's on the radio for all to hear.
She's going to love you.
Yeah. And I said, now, do you want me to hold your hand or would you like to walk by yourself? And I'm trying to stay calm and loving.
So you're giving her choices.
I'm giving her choices.
Your room or the playroom. Do you want to walk by yourself or have me hold your hand?
That's right.
Right? Multiple choices all the way through.
Right. And she said, I'll walk by myself. And I said, okay. And she gets into her room and sits on the bed. And I said, listen, you're not in trouble. I love you very much. You come on out when your voice can be as calm as mine. And I said, now, would you like the door shut or would you like the door open? I want my door shut. And I said, okay. So I walk over to the chair and I'm sitting there. Now, what I would normally do was when Jordan comes out, I would say, now, what did you learn? Tell me everything you learned, and are you ever going to do that again? And tell me why you won't do that again.
Right.
But I need to allow the consequences to do the teaching, right?
Mm.
So she comes out, and they talk on all these CDs that I've listened. They say, have your arms open wide, because we haven't withheld love from them, right? We still love them. And I did, and I opened up my arms. I said, I'm so happy to see you. Wanted to say,
right.
What did you get? What did you learn? But I didn't say anything. And she gave me a big hug and she pushed me away and she said, you're doing something different.
Aww.
And I said, well, what did you think? And she goes, well, I liked it, but when you were really soft and sweet, you made me feel crazy when I was yelling at you. And I said, perfect. My job here is done. I have made my child feel crazy, right?
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Adorable.
But that's so her. She loves all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was neat. And again, I can really just say nothing unkind about Love and Logic. It's been an excellent tool, both in therapy and with my own personal life.
Wow.
Yeah. And you mentioned Jim Fay. Is that the co-creator or the creator of
Jim and Charles Fay, and there's Foster Klein as well, too.
Foster Klein.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yep.
Those three
MD.
People.
That's right.
Yeah. So I know that this is pretty much nationwide.
Nationwide.
Right.
Yep.
So people may have heard of it, or, you know, they can always look for Love and Logic on
I encourage
their website.
You. Yeah. When you're starting anything new like this, you're going to want to arm yourself with new information. And
right.
Although it may sound good, you'll need to know, what do I do in these certain scenarios?
Right.
And there's lots of support groups out there.
Yeah.
Go online. I also am teaching Love and Logic classes at Crossroads, and we can find that information on the website. And please feel free to call me, because I work with families and individuals as well, too.
Right.
So
when you do the family counseling, do you integrate some of the Love and Logic and teach a little bit of that in the counseling as well?
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Love and Logic is a Christian-based theory.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That is, it's based in something that will never go out of style like different parenting styles can. It's based in love and truth.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested in Love and Logic and want to get connected to Lauren, you can visit us on our website, which is counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. There is Lauren's bio page there, and also there is a page designated to Love and Logic, so people can learn more and read
Great.
More about that. And
so to connect with the Connected Life Radio or to contact us, you can visit us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you or someone you know is looking for counseling help, you can visit our website for Crossroads Counseling Center. That's at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. Or you can call us at 623-680-3486. Thanks for joining us.
Stay connected, Arizona.